Fine. Welcome to another Co. episode 3. Is something wrong? There's definitely something wrong. And so, on Monday night, we interviewed Bill Daniels and Bonnie Bartlett, and we want to thank them again for coming on.
Say hi. I say, how about that?
Yeah, it was a great interview.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It was
on my Saturday on making sure that you have the best listening experience possible. So we are working on it very hard and getting those messages out to you. But tonight. We have an update for election. You guys didn't think we
Woodhead, are you okay? You seem to be breaking up.
I think he's got some bad. He's got some bad audio over there.
Yeah.
Guess it's time to do Indecision 2016.
It's not just me. Anyway, let's just say this. We have a little bit of a story to tell. So we have a little bit of a story.
I'm here.
I know everybody's here.
Yes, we're all here.
The beginning of the story is and we begin a story. In the middle of the woods, there's a huge debate house. Queuing up for the debate.
Right.
Has managed to... Has managed to secure... pretty much... his debate clan... to the convention hall into the woods. Right.
And oh boy.
Yes. And the wolves are normally very prepared, right?
Yeah.
And how they kill people, and debate with people, but. Not every wolf, not every villain. Some villains manage to screw up royally. So last night was no other occasion. On Monday night was no other occasion. And so the wolf, known as Donald Trump, we all know that he was sniffing air glue. And his opponent, known as Grandma, also known as Hillary Trump.
He was sniffing that Cheeto dust.
You're right.
That's why his face is so orange.
Yeah. She was. Pretty good.
I wonder if the Cheeto dust.
Trump
slam. Got all over him.
I mean, it's possible. You know, it's very possible that, you know, when you go into a debate, your advisors, be them elves, be them dwarves, you know, the stick figure, maybe he talks to the stick figure, I don't know.
Right.
That, prepare. Right. And his advisor basically said, but looking and actually doing a good job is totally, it's totally different between Clinton. And the fact is that I think, I mean, Tinkered, Johnny, you're welcome. What did you think when he said,
yeah,
want to make you happy?
You can't really make people happy. There's no way that you can do that.
So you can't make everybody happy.
People have to make themselves. Right.
I mean.
Right. So if he's saying that, I'll make everyone happy, isn't that a bit of.
Everybody happy because I am a land baron. I own loads of stock in Riding Hood Estates, you know, practically. And I'm debating the grandmother, practically. And the grandmother's winning, and I have nothing. I mean, in the last, they covered 6 segments, right? The first segment, bunch of hot air. Second segment, hot air. Third segment,
hot air.
Hotter, it just kept going. I mean, the fact is that most of the contributors for the election are saying really, really bad things. Like, maybe he doesn't want to win after all, so that's why he's putting him up front.
But yet, people are still buying it.
But Middle America is not. Yeah, but Middle America isn't buying that, you know. They're saying, build a wall, and he's just going off on... He's going off on the building a wall, you know. And the building of the wall, even... He lost, and the Mexican peso actually went up. Which is actually pretty funny because they thought he lost and they thought they had a small victory. It's like, yes! No! You know. Oh, wait. He didn't want to build the wall? Oh, no. He still wants to build the wall.
Oh, so I guess.
You know. We. I mean. Talk about...
It's crazy.
Talk about craziness. I mean, all he was focused on was, I'll report my taxes when Hillary reports her emails.
Right.
But hasn't he been saying this the entire time?
Right.
The entire time. It's like in the middle of the... To the wolf. The wolf is in the middle of the woods with stones for fire and cracking the stones together. You know, nothing to worry about, nothing to gain, just...
I made fire. Yeah.
Like, I made fire. And, says the local Indian,
it's like,
was huge.
For you.
Exactly. I made fire for you!
Like...
But yet, in terms of the fire being made for you, did the fire ever get out of control? You know, or was he sitting at, you know, or was he sitting at the the head of it, going... Fire is now contained.
Right. It's crazy.
It's going. It is a bit shady. I mean, like, besides him being a clearing, you know, the bizarre part is that everybody is calling this a farce. Now,
right.
If they're calling it a farce, let's take it one step further.
Mm-hmm.
Huffington, also known as Hofstra University, didn't want didn't want him there. You know, none of the students wanted him there. Actually wanted him there. Like, they had it as a debate. I mean, usually it is a debate stall. It is a debate stomping ground, and then they go elsewhere. But they do. It's kind of creepy when you say, "I want to make you happy." You know.
Yeah, creepy.
In the middle
How
of your
could
debate.
You make people first? But how could you make someone happy, quote unquote, without
we all know what
take away
around the
certain
table.
Things
about grandma. What?
No, it's like, I'm doing this to make you happy. Sure you are. No, to make yourself happy.
Right. If anybody says, I'm doing this to make you happy, like you buy a woman flowers, right? And you say to the woman, I'm doing this to make you happy. The woman's going to go like, oh, these are nice, but here, you have these. You know.
This is nice, but there's other things you could have gotten.
This is nice, but you got me the wrong flowers. Go back to the florist, get me the right flowers, and maybe I'll accept them.
Or, I'm allergic.
Or the best line, I'm allergic. The best line would be, I'm allergic. But I'm allergic, and I start sneezing all over the place.
It must be them.
Last time I checked, you know.
It must be on broken microphones.
Right.
You know, no florist has a floral EpiPen going, yes, you may punch my ankle now. You know.
Right, that just does not happen.
It's just not going to happen.
It does not happen.
You're allergic to red roses.
I feel so sorry.
You know. Or a fiancé to their mate going, honey, you got me flowers again. Oh, no. You know. Oh, no, don't. You know. Don't.
Oh, yes.
Don't.
And then,
exactly.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. Oh, shit. Not again. They land in the hospital.
Not now.
You know,
not now.
Not now. Not ever. But, you know, And at the same time, with this election, they called it the Super Bowl of elections. And I'm going,
no.
Last time I checked, are there 14 Trumps and one is one a tackle defender? You know.
Oh God. God. Oh God.
Go show how much Redhead knows about football.
I mean,
tackle defender.
No, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, but even the Super Bowl of debates. Since when have we ever had a debate like this in our entire nation, in the recent history?
Not at least in my lifetime, and I've been around for a long time.
Yeah, No, I mean, we haven't. It's
never,
not,
never,
never. Well, no, actually, wait. We can check off Obama. But that
right.
was 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
At least. But that was between
mm-hmm.
Sarah Palin and Obama, and Obama went, fuck you, bitch, I'm winning. You know,
Yes, Miss Sarah Palin, Miss
mm-hmm.
Sarah, I can see my house from Russia. I can see Russia from my house, don't you know?
Palin.
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. Mrs. Sir, I can see Russia from my house. I'm not going to lie. Palin. You know, or the even worse, I agree with you. And I'm going to see from Russia with love in my house. Thank you. You know, wait, see Russia with what? Too late. It's totally lost in translation. You know, but, I mean, don't you think, Johnny?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's totally lost in translation? I mean, what do you think about the election?
Oh, boy, I think we need another 2 hours for this.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we can tackle this in the next show, but at the same time, it is a kind of thing where...
It is crazy.
It's a kind of thing, I think, where... Two things happen. One, last time I checked, the election was never supposed to be between these two, but
how did this happen?
I don't know. I mean,
So, hey, you want to be shot or you want to be poisoned? It's your choice.
Right, shot or
either way,
poisoned. Right. I mean, it's just funny, you know, how in the world, you know, they're saying, they're saying basically that in no uncertain circumstances you know, in this debate or in this election, you're either going to hate one or two things, but you're definitely gonna hate it more if one becomes president and the other does not. You know, wouldn't you think, Johnny?
I was like, why, right?
Yeah, it is a bit of why, you know, why do you have, why
and
is it?
You have the two most unlikable candidates.
Right, and but we saw this, it's just funny, because all of these guys are saying, no. Even the parties are going, not the best choice. And then we saw the parties, like back before the debates, we saw the parties going, no, we must not do this. And look what's happening.
Well, guess what just happened?
Yeah. I mean, we must not do this. Okay. We must not do this. Okay. We must not. We will, okay.
Okay,
right.
We're doing this.
Oh, fucking hell. Why? You know. Why? Why now? Like, everybody's scratching their heads, going, we thought that this was the wrong thing to do. But we have to go forward. We have to move forward. Right, Johnny?
Nope. Let's move forward quickly.
Let's move forward with the next topic.
I'm all right.
Good. So, the ABLE Act. We have news. Last time we reported on this, pretty much, it succeeded and all of that. And now they're trying to make it two pieces of legislation, updating it so that under the ABLE Act, which became law in late 2014, people with disabilities can establish special bank accounts where they can save up to $100,000 without jeopardizing their Social Security and other government benefits. Great. Fantastic for us. Because we're not going to satirize this. It'd be nice if we could save $1 million, but yep. We're not pushing it. The thing is, Medicaid...
Even if we save $1 million in, say, 30 years.
Yeah. But we've already lived those... I mean, some of us have already lived those years. So, but...
30, 40 years down the road.
Right, but all... But then we would be in our 70s and never enjoy life, so it wouldn't be good. At the same time... Medicaid eligibility is not affected on any level by funds for accrued in these accounts. Great. But, however, the accounts are currently limited to $14,000 per year. $14,000 in deposits per year. That would change under the legislation known as the ABLE Work Act, which is now heading before a full Senate. What does this mean? Well, we bothered to look it up. And so this basically means that one of two things. One, the bill calls for people with disabilities who are employed to be allowed to save up their earnings up to the federal poverty level of currently $11,770 for a single person in their ABLE accounts. And beyond the existing cap, nearly doubling their annual savings allowance in a separate measure that won the Committee of Approval of the Financial Planning Act, ABLE Financial Act, that allow families to roll over money saved for an individual into a 529 college saving plan to an ABLE Act. We anticipate that these could be two technically significant improvements that could get done. This can get done in Congress. So that means it's all down to one of two things. One, eligibility, because originally it was open to people who received the diagnoses before 26, I believe. But the first account became available this summer. So four states already have a program in place. At least another dozen are expected before the end of the year. Weir said, individual living in any state can already take advantage of the ABLE accounts offered through programs in Nebraska, Ohio, and Tennessee. However, the third tweak in the ABLE would allow people that aren't since by age 46 to qualify for accounts that have not been considered. And at present, obviously, we said that only occurs by the age of 26. Meanwhile, the changes in the ABLE Act in the House of Representatives are approved for separate legislation this month impacting the savings options. Now, in all fairness, the Special Needs Trust is the same thing as... It's kind of the same thing as you would go with a living trust. If those that nobody, that those that listen to us who know what a living trust is, this is for you. And also the Medicaid Improvement Act, which will allow people with disabilities to establish their own special needs trust under the existing laws. So now, with that, we will have more news when that comes.
I think this last story is just grab it for Monday.
Yeah, we will update you as.
Yeah, we could save them.
Well, no, I already did it. Well,
because time is
you
okay.
As
yeah,
the
time is limiting.
I know. The clock is running down.
Yes.
We'll update you when we have more details. Now,
yes.
Twitter and Disney are having the most unlikely battle.
I think we should save that one for Monday.
I think we should.
Okay. We'll do that.
We got like 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
no,
we have
not
4 minutes
even.
Left.
Three.
Three.
Less than that. Less
we can't.
That.
Yeah. This is a whole another ball game for Monday. We will see you on Monday, and we will get more satire on Monday. Have a great night, and
National Coffee Day tomorrow, by the way.
Beautiful weekend. Hopefully the weather is great where you are. Have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.